Now to Russia, where Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is trying to expand the definition of treason. A proposed law has human rights groups worried. They say this is another step in the government's retreat from openness and democracy. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer joins us now from Moscow. Greg, Putin is pushing this new law. What exactly would it do?
Well, it would change the definition of treason and espionage essentially to any act against the constitutional order. Now, opponents say that this is a very broad definition that would essentially enable the authorities to prosecute anyone they wanted to. But I must say that most people don't seem to care or really even know that this legislation is moving through Parliament. And in Parliament, which is controlled by Putin's party, there really isn't any doubt that this bill will pass in one form or another.
Hmm. Earlier, we talked to Allison Gill. She's the director of Human Rights Watch in Moscow. Here's an example she gave of what could happen.
If somebody tells us that a relative was kidnapped by forces loyal to the government in Chechnya, we are concerned that conveying that information could now be considered treasonous.
In other words, Greg, she was saying that people who work with human rights organizations or other non-governmental organizations in Russia might be targeted.
I think so. Pretty much it targets foreign NGOs, non-governmental organizations that have offices here. It really just sort of ropes everybody in. Anybody who has an office in Russia will now be susceptible to charges of treason, potentially, if the authorities don't like what they're saying.
It's interesting to me, Greg, that you mentioned the average Russian citizen doesn't know that this is working its way through Parliament. Is it just not surprising?
Well, I think on the one hand, people have become used to it in the 9 years since Vladimir Putin has come to power. Russia has become increasingly corrupt. There's very little rule of law here. And I think the attitude of most people is that they want to be left alone, and they certainly don't want to get in trouble for criticizing the authorities. Now, by passing this kind of legislation, it reinforces those feelings. Don't criticize the authorities, get along, and you may be all right.
It seems to echo back to the 30s and 40s.
Well, human rights groups say that the language in this new legislation is just the kind of thing that you saw in the Soviet Union under Stalin. Very broad definitions of what treason is. And this was a time when people were arrested simply for speaking to foreigners as enemies of the people. Now, this isn't to say that Russia today is just like the Soviet Union, but certainly under Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, the state has become increasingly authoritarian, and this new bill is simply another part of that.
Now, how does the economic crisis play into this? I mean, Russia's really getting hit, especially by plummeting oil prices.
I think the financial crisis has a great deal to do with it. Already, we've seen the Kremlin, even in the good times, cracking down against opponents. Last year, before parliamentary elections, several hundred protesters came out onto the streets. Nobody noticed, nobody cared, and yet there were thousands of riot police beating these protesters, making headlines around the world. Now that there's a financial crisis and Russia has been hit very hard by it, factories are shutting down, people are being laid off by the thousands, the authorities are increasingly concerned, I think, that there's going to be widespread discontent. And I think they want to make sure that no one is going to be able to threaten their power.
NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer, thanks very much.
You're welcome.